coming up.
Próximamente.
I love how you spray into the air, let it fall, and the no. only man to recognise it is an Italian gay man. Should I be worried? Should I be worried? Did you just genuinely ask publicly if you can pipe me? That's as much chest hair as he gets.
Yeah.
Will you ever have more children?
No. You can have another dog, or a horse, or a squirrel, or any pet that you want, rabbits, whatever you want to.
Just no more babies?
No.
That's why my phone broke, because the universe was alerting me to the fact that some had tried to hack me. Do you ever worry about putting the kids on social media?
I don't want to come home thinking I'm going to pipe and have the thumb in a softie, you know? That's what I said to you.
Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it'll really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos. Lost in Translation is brought to you by Shell. Whenever you're off on adventures over the summer holidays, Shell is there for your fuel, EV charging, snacks, refreshment and food on the go.
Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Lost in Translation.
Hello.
Where we get lost, we listen and we don't
judge.
But we do.
We do.
We just tell what annoys of each other or what we didn't like about each other this week.
We solve dilemmas.
Yes.
We read your comments.
And also we answer some questions that you send to our producer, Henrique, which is what we're doing today.
Yeah.
Today, we have a lot of questions from you guys. They've been asking us for the last few weeks and we're going to answer them. But before that, should we just have a quick catch up of how it's been going the month?
What, the month for myself and thee?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How's your month been going so far?
It's been quite good so far, you know. It's very chill, very summery. My birthday is coming soon.
It is.
Which I'm excited for my gift. It's going to be times two gift.
Two gifts?
I'm joking.
Oh.
Anyway, so yeah, it's been nice and chill. Back to training for the half marathon.
Half marathon coming up. Kids are off school at the minute. I love it. I love having the kids off school. I know for a lot of people it's annoying because the work and stuff, but that's one thing I feel very grateful for, that I'm not at work till three I have to be there at two in the afternoon. There's a little dog outside. Sorry, I'm distracted. There's a dog outside.
Golden Doodle.
Can we bring the dog in, Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a Golden Doodle. That's how I thought Benji was going to be.
What's he or she called?
He's called Morris.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, darling.
You have a good snare.
Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Hi. Are you okay? Hello. Hello, darling.
Hello.
Hi, Morris.
Oh, hello.
Without further ado...
Vamos, Morris!
Bless him.
It's bigger than Benji, isn't it?
You wouldn't cope with a dog that big.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't want it on the bed, walking, bathing. You like the look of them.
No.
And the fact you've had Morris for a few minutes now is like, yeah, but the reality of a dog that big in the house.
No, that's how I thought Benji was going to be. Even if he's like this, I wouldn't still want the dog in the bed.
Aww.
That was nice. Anyway, so we were talking about August and the kids being at home.
Kids being home. We love the summer holidays. And I was saying how grateful I feel that I work in the afternoons into the evening. So I do get those lazy mornings in the holidays with the kids. I just love it. And the fact you're at home this year, this is the first time in 9 or 8 years. How many years have we been together?
Since
8 years that Gorka's going to be here for not only the summer holidays, but when Mia goes back into year three. And then Tiago goes into toddlers.
And it's also the first time in 10 years that we had holidays or time in August together.
Yeah.
Well, for me in 10 years, but together 9 years.
We normally have to juggle everything around Strictly, and this year we don't have to.
Feels nice, to be honest.
Oh, it feels amazing.
Yeah, wake up in the morning, don't have to go... Oh.
No rehearsal, you know what is my favorite thing?
It's waking up in August, knowing that my body's not in bits.
And for me, it's knowing that... Because I normally spend... like the whole of June and July thinking, where's he going to be based in the country? Is he going to be based in Scotland, in London, in Newcastle, in Dorset, wherever the partner is, you had to go. And I used to think it was the uncertainty of not knowing, there was never any routine.
Yeah.
And I just used to have to think, well, what will be, wherever he's based, we'll make it work. But then as the kids got older, around term times, it's harder to make work because I can't just bring them down to London in the week. So this time, for the first time, there's none of that stress.
Mm-hmm.
There's none of it. It's just like relaxed, freedom, 2.4 children, happy, healthy, grateful, chilled, and just me going to the radio, which, yeah, that's what we do. Same thing for me, but it's nice for you. I keep calling Gorka Mrs. Doubtfire at the minute.
Yeah. I love it.
Brilliant. I know. And Mia does. Mia's like a confidence and everything. I think kids, they need the dad, don't they? And the difference in them.
I love playing football every morning and every evening with her.
Yeah. And Tiago, he's like the other day when you went and Gorka was rushing with Mia and I take Tio, we came in the house, Tiago, and went, Papa didn't give me a kiss. He didn't give me a kiss. And then seconds later, Gorka come back in the house and went, Tiago, I didn't give you a kiss. And he was so chuffed, wasn't he? Bless him.
But yeah, anyway, should we now go to the sauce of the episode? Let's go to the sauce.
Let's go into your questions. So you guys have sent in your questions. Thank you very much. It's lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk or 077-610-39898. Thank you for getting in touch. The first question is from producer Henry. We do this every week. And it is... Do you guys ever think, oh, for fuck's sake, I can't be arsed doing the podcast today?
Yeah. Sometimes, yes.
I think that about everything, though, not just the pod.
Even sometimes when your man goes like, should we have a cheeky one? I'm like, for fuck's sake, I can't be bothered.
Fuck's sake,
I bet she thinks that most of the time, not me.
I think people who think that from day to day is normal. I don't trust anyone who's positive and enthusiastic and up and go every day of their life because I don't think that's right.
No.
You have to have those days where you think, oh, for F's sake, because then you appreciate the other days.
Yeah. For example, like last night, you had like, it was hot, you have not good sleep, you didn't sleep well, the kids were up, you go like, oh, to be honest, I can be F with nothing today.
Mm.
So it's that feeling. But then when you get on, it's the same thing when you have to go for a run in the morning. Not every morning you go like, oh my God, I can't wait for a run. But then when you get it done, you go like, oh, actually, I feel better for it. So it's the same thing.
I think what it is, everyone can love their job. People, loads of people I know absolutely love their jobs. I love my job. But that doesn't mean that on the days you're in, there's not somewhere else you'd rather be.
What is the teacher? It's a teacher. I remember one year in Strictly, one of the celebs, it was day one, the first day that the celebs meets the professionals, yeah?
Yeah.
He rocks into the studio and wears his t-shirt. Sorry, I'm late. I don't even want to be here.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm late. I don't even want to be here. And there's that one, sorry, I'm late. I didn't set my alarm because I don't like coming here.
It's true.
Yeah.
But yeah. But most of the time, we love it.
Yeah. Especially when there's Morris in the studio.
Yes.
I can still smell Morris.
And I bet you love when I bring pastries.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best part of it.
So, thank you for your questions. Let's crack on. We'll rattle through them because there is a lot, which is good. The first one is for Gorka. It says, will Gorka ever become a personal trainer?
Well, I am a personal trainer already.
You qualified in Spain, didn't you?
No, here.
Was it here as well? I thought it was just in Spain.
No, it was here. Oh, and it's for Europe and everywhere. It's certified for everywhere, to be honest. That's why I did it. But I am one already. The only thing, I don't practice it, if that makes sense. And we'll see, maybe.
Don't know if you'd be good at it or not. Because you're great at training, you're great at encouraging. But when I train with you, I just want to poof.
Yeah, but that's the thing, because that's also when I was teaching you dancing. That's in general. I think even if I'm cooking with you, you will want to do that.
Yeah.
You want to do that anyway.
But you'd be good at motivating people.
Yeah.
And you're very disciplined.
And I will be good at it.
And you practice what you preach, which is good.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than someone doing in a job training people who doesn't do it themselves. You think it's like my PT Elliot. He used to be obese, Elliot, and he's got pictures of himself online, massive. So now he's in incredible shape and he's very fit and healthy. But he always says, when I'm training a client who's starting out from a point where I was, he's like, I really understand how hard it is for them. He says, because I've been there.
Yeah.
He says, and it's ruddy hard, but it's also not impossible because I've done it. So it's the fact that he's been through that journey, I like that about it.
But it is true, because you know that, and also people will look someone that you can reflect that you like, oh, I want to be like that person. So you kind of like the person that you want as a trainer or like your coach is someone that you look up for, like, you know what I mean? For kind of like inspiration and stuff like that.
What are your favorite fragrances?
My one is mine, which I won't share it because I never share my perfume. Because I don't want people to know it and to have it. Because I like my perfume. The perfume that I wear is the one that I wear since 2019. And on all these years, well, it's discontinued now. Remember, I got very upset about it. No one knew. You know when people go like, oh, you're wearing, I don't know, Noir from Le Labo. You're wearing Pomegranate from Jo Malone. Or you're wearing this. Or you're wearing, like, I don't
know. With you, they always go, Creed. Oh, what's that smell?
Yes, so I never, no one guessed my perfume. Only one person since 2019 guessed the smell of my perfume, and he was Arduino.
Oh.
Because it's Italian brand. And it's from where he, near from where he, like, near where he's from, is from Milan. The designer. And he was like, I'm Italian, I know this brand. So he's the only one. And that discontinued. And then it stopped for 2 years because they were rebranding it. And now I found again, when I went to New York, I passed the store and they had the perfumes again. And I found not the same one, but a similar one. And that's the one that I bought and that's the one that I wear.
Oh.
Very rare. I don't like, you know how people have multiple perfumes? I don't like that.
I don't have that. I've worn the same fragrance since 2007. And it's Jo Malone Pomegranate Noir.
Yeah.
And I've worn that
since I met you in Strictly. I have a memory of you walking down the corridor with a whiff of that smell with your, used to you wear the cream
before. Egyptian magic.
The Egyptian magic with like a nice fresh good morning face always.
Looking flawless.
And used to have also the exfoliate body wash.
Yeah. But I never put it on my body. Always on the end of your hair and your clothes.
Never spray it straight because of the scents and the alcohol can stay in the clothes. So I spray it at the air and let it fall
and
in
walk
the clothes.
Through it.
And not let it fall into the clothes. Up and let it fall.
I love how you spray into the air, let it fall. And the only man to recognise it is an Italian gay man. Should I be worried? Should I be worried or not? Because I have a lot of things going through my head right now with this, you know? I'm sure most guys just whack a bit of aftershave on and don't think about it. Not spraying it in the air on a diagonal.
Not in the air. I spray it up so it falls into the clothes. Yeah, right. Always. Well, yeah, and always like in the hair, yeah.
For women, it's the end of your hair and your clothes. Yeah. Don't ever spray it on your neck, ladies, because it'll mess up your hormones and you'll feel, down the line, you'll start feeling like shite. Will you ever have more children?
No.
We had this discussion the other day.
No.
I would have gone again if I was a bit younger.
Really?
If I was a bit younger.
No.
I held my niece's baby girl the other day, baby Ilaria, and she was so cute and she smelled gorgeous. And I was walking around with her
memories.
Like this. And you were just going, no.
No.
And he said, even looking at her doesn't make me want another baby. And I said to my mum, well, it was my sister, she said, could you have another baby, Gem? And I said, if someone was to give me now mine and Gorka's little baby from birth, and say, and it was mine and Gorka's, and they say, there you go. Yeah, I couldn't be pregnant again. I couldn't go through another pregnancy because I found it tough with Tiago.
Don't.
But it's the perfect balance now with the two of
them.
It's
fine. I don't want, you can have another dog, or a horse, or a squirrel, or any pet that you want, rabbits, whatever you want to.
Just no more babies.
No.
Does Gorka shave his arms and legs?
Yes.
See? He
again,
does.
Spray. So,
oh,
do you want to add
gosh
that to the dish?
Crikey.
It's because of the, look, it's not because nothing, it's, I train loads and I sweat loads. Cycling. There's nothing worse. When I used to play football, I did it again. There's, you get like the tackles, cuts, and there's nothing worse for hygiene and for like recover your like wounds than have hair gets infected. It's horrible. When I used to be like in Spain, 18, 19, I used to do surf. The wetsuit is horrible to put it on. If I go to the physio, like when I'm on tour, sweating with the dance clothes, it's awful. And you have to like wear the clothes all the time, like every night. It's, no. And then I find also it's disgusting. If I was a physio and I have to go to the physio and rub my legs full of hair with the cream and everything, it's disgusting for the person. And two, it wrecks. When they, like, my horrible pain in the neck is not when they thumbing with their hair. It's when they're doing... Thumbing a softie.
Yeah.
It's not when they're pressing with the thumb, it's when they are
when pulling your hair.
And the hair is pulled, it's horrible. So that's why I do it.
You don't shave your arms though, do you?
Sometimes I do, in case I fall and stuff like that. Yeah, look, especially in summer.
I just thought you never had hairy arms.
Yeah.
I don't have hairy arms, do I?
No. Yeah. Because also the sweat when I'm training and everything and doing the... Oh, no, it's horrible.
I've never even thought about you shaving your
arms.
But
I'm not a very hairy person.
I was going to say, look at the chest hair. I mean, that's as much chest hair as he gets.
Yeah.
You've been growing that beard since I met you, haven't you?
This will be like 2 months. If I trim this like fully shave, it will take me a month to go back like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a very hairy person.
No, you're
which is
not.
Good.
Yeah.
And I have a very soft skin.
What's one habit your partner has that secretly makes you smile?
Wearing broken socks.
Does that secretly make you smile?
I mean, yeah, it makes me smile of like... Do you know, like I said to you, you're a mess, but I love you with that mess.
I'm trying to think what makes me smile about your, like a secret habit, something you do. I think it's your digestives and milk in bed.
Yeah.
he has a cup of digestives and milk in bed, and he sits upright with his little AirPods in and his laptop.
I bet it makes you laugh because you think, if people knew what you're doing, you are so like healthy and fit and training.
Yeah, but he sits and he leaves the mug on the side of the bed with a spoon in, so it can go soft, and then he can mush it up, and then he eats it with a spoon.
I did that since I was like a kid, little kid.
Yeah,
it's like a comfort thing.
He does that every night.
It's so unhealthy because it's like a full packet of digestives, but I love it.
But sometimes, though, you chew with your headphones on, so you can't hear yourself.
Yeah.
And it's loud, and I think, but then I think, oh, but he's living his best life.
Yeah, but that's everybody.
When
you chew something like crackly.
Yeah, with the things in your ears.
Should I read the one? Yeah.
Yeah.
What are Gorka's thoughts on Gemma's liking crystals? I don't mind that. I like crystals too. It's not that I'm like obsessed like her or like 100% like invested in like, you know, believe it. Like, oh my God, let's see what the crystal says. No, it's just...
It's not just the crystals. It's kind of like...
The whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, like my way of life is very like... So recently my old phone broke. Don't know how it broke. It had like a comedy kind of bullet hole in the right in the middle of the screen, shattered glass everywhere. I was like, oh God, had to change my phone. It was only on changing my phone and sorting my passwords that I realised that there was an account linked to my Instagram that wasn't my account. It was all a mess. And there's a Chinese proverb about when things happen that you think are bad, there's always a reason as to why. And I thought, oh, okay. That's why I was supposed to get my new phone. That's why my phone broke, because the universe was alerting me to the fact that some bastard had tried to hack me. So I would never have known that had I not changed my phone over.
Yeah.
So it's not just like a crystal thing. It's a kind of a way of life. I always think, right, there's got to be a greater good for everything.
Some like,
I'm and it's like, rubbing off on Mia. How many animals has she saved in the garden recently?
Yeah, but I'm fine with it. I'm like, doesn't bother me. It's just like, yeah, I listen to them. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I just, you know, I was like when she goes like, oh, there's a spirit here. And I was like, no, there was just a noise.
Yeah.
For example, it's just different, I guess.
But yeah, he sometimes craps himself sometimes.
Yeah, I do.
If he hears something, he'll make me go and check it. There was a dead bird the other day in the garden and he rung me to tell me there's a dead bird in the garden. When you're home, please, can you move it?
No, it wasn't because I was scared of moving the bird. It was just because I was watching the football. And I didn't want to stop watching the football with the kids and everything. I was like, you sorted out. I'm just focused on the semi-finals.
And Thiago came with me to move it.
Yeah.
It had flown into our glass balustrade and it had snapped its neck.
I would have put it on a plastic bin and put it on the bin. You put it on the nature for the animals to like...
I put it in nature and I checked the cameras. Do you know where it's gone? First night, no one bothered with it. Second night, little fox.
Oh.
Little tiny fox came and took it.
There you go.
So I thought, yeah, it's back to nature.
Yeah. Now. I was just like, yeah, man, when you back, sort the bear, because I was like, I'm not going to waste my time missing the football. Priorities.
But I picked it up and it looked like it was asleep. And Tiago said, oh, mummy, look, he's sleeping. No. And as I picked it up, I turned it round and went, meh. And its eye was hanging out and there was blood. And I just went, oh, and Tiago went, oh, we don't like that, do we? I said, no. I said, we'll turn it back round.
Oh, next one. Have you decided on your wedding venue yet?
No. No, we haven't. We've not even spoke about it, have we?
It's one of those that we need to speak about this. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's just speak later and we just forget about it.
We just forget. I just think, I think we'll Goldie on it, me and you.
Okay.
Choose each other every day, yeah. Like she said.
Are you doing another TV show?
Well, at the minute, no. There was a lot of back and forth with it, wasn't there? But we loved it. We had the best time and the channel and the team were amazing. But the first one, I was pregnant for, wasn't mm-hmm. I? And then the second one, I'd had Tiago and it was about postpartum recovery, you working in Spain. With this one, we were like, are people really going to be bothered about, you know, just day to day? It was more of, obviously it was a reality show, but there was educational things in it as well. Yeah. Like you came to physio appointments and training appointments and doctor's appointments. And there was loads of, you know, we had messages from midwives across the country saying how educational it was in terms of training and helping parents and mothers and stuff. Whereas this time we thought rather than do one and it just be naff, because day to day, you guys know from listening to us, we don't actually do that much.
Yeah, we were like, people will be bothered about us.
People will be bored.
Yeah.
But we're still in touch with the channel and they are a really lovely team.
Mm-hmm.
But at the minute, no, the pod, the radio and Gem and Tonic and Spanish Strictly is enough.
Next one, you really?
When the football was on, who was Gorka's second team, England or Portugal?
England.
You're siding with love over your own mother?
No, just because I don't want to be battered in this country, you know, if I would choose something. The other day, after Spain played semi-finals, I went to the supermarket because she sent me to buy some bits and I was wearing the Spanish t-shirt. And I was walking in the supermarket and I was like, people was looking at me like, why are you wearing that t-shirt? I thought, please, don't say anything to me. Someone will come for me. I was scared.
It was like when Spain won the Euros. Do you remember when it was England Euro, England Spain final?
That was me, I'd be provocating also.
So the day they played on like a Sunday and Spain beat England in the Euros. The following Monday, the day after, he did the school run in his Spanish top. And all the dads were just like, But he literally did the school run.
With a smug face like.
Gemma, has there ever been someone you've dreaded working with, but they've actually turned out okay?
Me?
No, there's... Enrique, yeah. There's no one who I've dreaded working with. I've worked on jobs with some people whereby, like one of my friends is a makeup artist and she's worked in TV for a long time. And she'll sometimes give me the heads up and say, just an FYI, he was a bit of a wanker when I worked with him. Or she was this. But I always think, like we were just saying, some days you just think, FFS, I don't want to be here. I always think until you meet someone face to face.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure people have worked with me and said she's well annoying and it could have just been on a day where I've had some bad news or something's happened and I'm just not like, hey!
You never know, yeah, that's it.
So I always, you know, there's some people I've been warned about and they were that person and I've not kept in touch with them. But there's others who it turns out they were just having a bad day and they were lovely.
Yeah. I guess also you don't know, like you said, the situation, you know what happened.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe it's an early call and they've been working the other night, you know what I mean? Yeah. Travel, you never
could
know.
Could have been up with the kids. But I always think that this industry we're in, it's so, so small. Like, you know, the amount of people you work with over and over again, whether it's crew, cast, you know, acting, it's so many. It's like Kath, who played my mum in Hollyoaks, went on to play a vicar in Emmerdale. I went into Emmerdale. Quinny, our mate Anthony Quinny, he was in Hollyoaks, he ended up in Emmerdale. Nikki Sanderson, Quinny's partner, used to be in Corrie, so I'd see her at events, always polite with each other, even though we didn't know each other. Thank God, because she's now with Quinny.
Yeah.
So we see her more often. So everything's like all
connected. Yeah.
Connected. So.
Well, they said that within five persons, not even five people, we are all connected. So, for example, in your circle of five people will be someone that will be connected to someone that probably knows Stallone.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like that.
And I always find hair and makeup artists are the ones with all the goss because they work with the most people.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, wardrobe.
Yeah, hair and makeup and wardrobe, because they have a different person in their chair every day.
Yeah.
Or they'll work on a TV show, so they'll have the crew, they're casting every day. But when we do like things like Loose Women or This Morning or Morning Live, any guests, they go in the makeup artist's chair. So they always have the best,
yeah,
best or worst experience, I think, is the makeup artist. Thanks to Shell for sponsoring the show.
It's summer, which means a lot of us are using the car to get around. And thankfully, we know we can rely on Shell for everything we need when we are on the road or at home.
Especially in the summer holidays, when Gorka's planning a barbecue for the family.
My favourite bits.
Your favourite bits. When we have early morning call times for work, we can get our coffees on the go. And with the Shell Reward app, Gorka can get it all for a cheaper price
as well.
I know.
You know, I think I'm the fan number one of the Shell app now. I use all the time to get my points, but I think I use them all already in petrol, in coffees. Me and Tiago, after the school pickup, they want to go there to get pick and mix.
You can even get your birthday cards from our local Shell garage.
Is that where you got my birthday card from?
No, it's not where I got yours from. But you can get a Shell birthday card.
You can get everything from there,
everything.
You know?
It's like a mini supermarket all in one. So whatever you're up to for the summer holidays, Shell is the place to go and get everything you need. And with the Shell app, Go Plus Reward members can get exclusive discounts as well. So get yourself signed up now.
Like I did. Do you prefer training together or separately?
We've never done the same program together, but we've trained in the gym at the same time doing separate stuff, and that's been quite fun, hasn't it?
I don't think we train together will be good. We can train at the same time, at the same place, but different things. Her thing and my thing.
You like training to like reggaeton music.
Yeah.
I train to different music.
Yeah, but not even the music. It's just the workout and anything like that. Like, I would love to go in the gym to the same time and she does her own thing and I do my own thing.
Mm.
Even if it's not like in our own gym, it's like somewhere when we're on holidays or whatever.
Yeah. In Tenerife, we have to flip reverse tag team. So I always went in the morning because I'm fine to do it in the morning. I can't train in the evening. I just, no. Whereas you don't mind training in the heat in the evening. So we... Every other day in Tenerife, I was in there first thing in the morning, getting it in before the kids even woke up. And then in the evening, while I was getting the kids ready for dinner, you were doing your thing, sweating it. But I don't know how you can train at that time. I always admire people who can do a day's work and then train. I'm like, do it in the morning or I don't do it.
I just love it because it was like, well, in the gym had like an outdoor area and it's where the sun goes down and you can see like the little lake, a thing like that. And I just feel like I'm like sunbathing at the same time that I'm training outside. I like it.
Yeah. When did Gorka know it was the right time to propose?
When I did it.
How did you know? Because we didn't really discuss it, did we?
I did it.
I didn't really say, oh, I want you to propose, or you didn't say...
We were talking about rings and stuff like that.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I just knew I did it. I knew I wanted to do it there. You just know it. It's a feeling. I knew it was the right time.
So how long did you...
The whole Strictly was planning it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because it was when I was away for the Strictly.
So you knew in advance you were going to ask me?
Yeah, I was just planning it.
Right.
Yeah. Remember Gethin helped me to get the ring?
Yeah, Gethin Jones helped him get the ring because I used to do the radio with Gethin.
Mm.
Next question.
Will you ever get a horse for Mia and Tiago?
No, I'd do horse riding for them. I'd sign them up to a riding school. But I think it's too much of a responsibility to own a horse.
Mm.
Gemma, who lives behind us, who looks after, well, she has Joey, Fuchsia and Bramble. She's in the field every day with them, isn't she? They're brushing them, doing the hooves, hosing them down, putting the coats on them to stop the flies, adjusting the fence to make sure it's safe, you know, sorting the grass out. It's like a full-time, as it should be, responsible job. And also as well, in a morbid way, it's bad enough when you lose a dog. You know what I mean? Like what you do with them. The fact of a big, beautiful horse like that one day dying on me.
Yeah, but horses live long, you know?
I know, but
not
still.
Racing sort of that, which is, I feel, unfair for the horse. But like proper horses, you treat them well, it's like long life.
I know, but still, like when it's dead, it's a massive thing. What are you going to do with it? They'd have to come and hoist it up in the back of a van and take it off. And I'd be so upset.
I like horses.
Yeah, I do. Joey loves a fair. This morning I was doing this on Joey, so I put my hands under his jaw and rub his jaw like this, and he goes, he shuts his eyes, and he absolutely loves it.
Have you ever received any weird or funny fan mail?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, I had to get it was literally there was a restraining order put on him. When I was in Hollyoaks, this was before social media, so you used to have a fan mail room, and we all had a drawer each. And I used to go and check my fan mail every week. And this one time, it was this letter, and I thought, oh, that's a bit weird. It was like kind of young, it looked like a young person's writing. And I opened it, and it was this weird letter with, like, men's mess on it.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I knew it was that because he described in the letter that it was that. And I was like, oh. So I, like, dropped it. I put it in the bin, didn't think anything of it. Went in the next week, and it was the same writing again. So this time I took it down to the press office, and I just said, I opened one of these last week. It was full of mess. I ain't touching it. They opened it, same thing again, but this one kind of like was a little bit creepy, like the things he was saying. And bearing in mind, in Hollyoaks, I was playing like a teenage schoolgirl, so it was all a bit weird. And then he kept coming, and there was more and more. He sent me broken glass. He sent me a bit of rope, like a tiny bit of rope. And then he wrote down on one of them, it was just my car registration plate. That's all he put on it. So I was like, okay, this is weird now. And the press office were like, we're going to get the police involved. Police got involved, did all the detective work, tracked him down. He was working in a post office. So that's how he was able to send so much. He still lived with his mum and dad, but he was a grown adult. They identified him, went round to his house, put a restraining order on him. His mum and dad were mortified, and I never got any again. But they said, in looking in his room, he had like calendars and pictures and all kinds under his bed.
Oh, that's a bit creepy. Anyway, do you have any like fun stuff, like more like uplifting?
Yeah, we used to get, again, before social media, people would print off pictures of you, like pat pictures, and send them you to sign.
Oh, yeah,
and I
yeah.
remember once someone sent a picture of me and my mum, Kath, in Hollyoaks, and we were both absolutely rat-legged getting out of a black cab in Liverpool, and one of Kath's boobs was half hanging out, and he'd sent it saying he thought we were a beautiful mother-daughter partnership. Can we please sign it? And I remember Kath going, he's not thinking we're a beautiful pair. My bloody tits hanging out. Anyway, we both signed it and sent it back. And I get so much fan mail sent to the radio, yeah. and I always reply to it. I always sign the pictures and send it back. But you've not had any weird ones, have you? You just get nice Strictly ones.
On Strictly, we used to get a lot of like cupcakes and cakes sent in, and by rule, they don't even allow us to eat them, and yeah. they don't even allow us to even like they get to us in case there is food poison or anything yeah. like that because
well,
of the show.
That's what I was going to say. Do you remember when Mia was first born and we got sent loads of little cupcakes and food and knitted blankets and stuff? Once we got a lot of Chinese food delivered to the yeah. breakfast show, like, this woman arrived to the breakfast show at 7 a.m, and she'd made some Chinese food for us to try. Tulin ate it, the scrubber. He actually ate it. I said, I ain't eating that. You don't know what's in it. But he was like, it was lovely.
No.
But anything like that, it's you think, oh, it's nice, but I also think, no, what have you put in it?
Who is fitter out of you both? And what are each other's strengths and weaknesses in fitness?
You're definitely fitter than me, extremely. Like, but you should be. You're a dancer for a living.
You taller.
We've both got strengths and weaknesses. I'm a lot more flexible than you, aren't I?
Yeah.
I stretch every day. I genuinely know you've got to, especially as you get older.
I'll stretch her too.
Oh, you've got to keep supple. So I would say I'm more flexible.
Can I check that tonight if you are flexible?
Did you just genuinely ask publicly if you can pipe me tonight?
Can I pipe you tonight?
Pipe or no pipe? Do you remember that?
Gemma. Convince yourself.
Do you remember that? What was
pipe
that?
Or no pipe?
Pipe or no pipe. He genuinely wanted, years and years and years ago, he was planning, you were planning to go out for something. I don't know yeah. what it was, whether a meal or something. And before he was rushing out, we weren't even living together at this point. And he said, can I just take, before I go, tonight, is it pipe or no pipe? And he asked me so matter-of-factly because depending on the answer determined on when he came home.
Yes, also, I don't want to come home thinking I'm going to pipe and have to thumb in a softie, you know? That's what I said to you. I've never been in that situation, so try to avoid it.
Oh, God.
Do you make any unexpected friends at Soccer Aid? Yeah, I keep in contact with some of them, yeah. I'm just gutted that I didn't make it this year because I was on tour.
Yeah, you've kept in contact with a few, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, it was like very like long, yeah. not long group, you know, like big group of people, you know.
Yeah.
But some of them already knew it and stuff like
some
that.
Some in advance because yeah. a lot of the singers and stuff have done Strictly.
Yeah. They're still the group of the Soccer Aid, so yeah.
As if you've got all them numbers and you've not given me any.
Why would I?
I don't know. So I could give them to Laura. I wouldn't really. I wouldn't really, for anyone thinking I would, I would genuinely never do that. Can you imagine Laura, if she had access to any of their phone numbers? Oh my gosh.
And also regarding another question of Soccer Aid, I don't have the t-shirt because the t-shirts they put it into auction for like charity.
Yeah.
You know, people can buy. So for example,
you got like, the ball though.
Yeah, I got one of the football balls from the game that I took a sign for from every player. Mm-hmm. Keep the boots, shorts, all the training stuff, yeah. And then the t-shirt, they sign it and then they put it for like people auction to it, which is a nice thing to do.
The Soccer Aid football boot got booted over our fence at Mia's birthday party. Nancy kicked it over the fence into the horse's field. So for 3 days it was with Joey and then Gemma threw it back over.
And now
Benji's
biting it because he loves to play with the ball.
Yeah.
Which is getting my nerves.
But it's good. I love that you did that because you wanted to do it for a while, hadn't you?
I want to do it again.
I know. Well, you could do it next year.
I'm practicing now. Have a net and everything. Mia's net.
She loves it.
Yeah.
Is there something that makes you both fall in love with each other every day?
Yes.
Really?
Not only love, but just makes you feel like, oh. It's like I said to you today, the other day I said to you, oh,
you're a mess. But I love it.
Yeah.
Oh. No? I like things like this morning you messaged me and said, I got you a nice latte.
Yeah.
It's when they do things for you without having to ask.
Breakfast, sometimes you go to walk the dog. Or like you were in the gym the other day and you were rushing because you would have to rush.
Yeah, so you made my food for me. It's when lads do things without you asking, you think that's like little things like putting petrol in your car for you because it was on empty or making your food for you, you know, little things. That's nice.
Throw your broken socks.
If Gorka was trying to win Gemma over now, what meal would you cook? Knowing how you know me, what would you cook for me now?
I can say that what you used to like before, to make you the nachos with the guacamole and the melted cheese on
nachos.
A tray.
Yeah.
She used to, sometimes she used to, especially when Mia's pregnancy in the first lockdown, or after the Mia's baby
on nachos,
lockdown,
didn't I?
She used to love on a Saturday night, or a pizza or a tray of nachos with some guacamole and chicken when you used to have like, no, you used to
chicken
eat chicken.
Chicken and cheese.
Yeah, over it and melted and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now you will love a nice salad, probably.
Tomato, what did I have the other day that was lovely? I just got
tomato mozzarella salad.
Buffalo mozzarella and tomato in a bowl with olive oil. And
you will love that.
It was gorgeous.
And a nice margarita pizza.
I like a pizza.
Yeah. And some fries.
But we are going to have them nachos again now you've said that.
Yeah. A Spanish omelette.
Just put nachos on a baking tray, put some grated cheese on them and just bake them for, roast them or, no, grill them. What is it? Grill them for like 6 minutes. Oh, so nice.
For you, yes.
Do you ever worry about putting the kids on social media? I'd worry if they had their own social media because you can't control what
they see or
what,
they don't.
Yeah, what they... It's more for me about what they see on social media.
I do worry. I worry sometimes, like, you know, especially because people get to know, see them, or they will know them, and it worries me that they will do something to them. Do you know what I mean? But again, at the same time, I know people knowing them, it's also a way of safetiness. Do you know what I mean? Because people, I have a conversation with friends of like, yeah, but doesn't worry you that, I don't know, one day someone goes to Mia and Mia goes... oh, yeah, walk with me, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
And I was like, yeah, I get that point. But at the same time, for example, where we live, everybody knows Mia, for example, no?
I think everyone knows everyone because it's a little village, isn't it?
So
everyone looks after each other.
Let's say, for example, you know, like, you're thought of like someone going to school and take her from school because they know who she is and they know us. They know who is picking her up. So if someone who knows us shows Mia with a random person, they'll be like, oh, we just saw Mia with this person, you know what I mean? So it's kind of also a way of, like, safetiness.
But that could happen to any child.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that's why you've got to teach them to be street savvy, and we have all the kind of safe words in place, and, you know, if she ever needs help but doesn't want to say the word help, she has little things she can say to us where we're like, right, get her out of this situation.
Yeah.
Which my mum and Peter are across as well. But I think every parent does that.
Yeah, yeah, but... And also... and
What would you do if Mia said to you, can I have social media?
Not until she's 16.
It depends. I'd like to think me as the type of person.
And also,
who won't give
social,
a crap
my
what
opinion
people
is,
say.
I won't be mad when she's like 16, 17. She wants to have social media. It's fine. I'll have, but she, I will have the passwords. I will have the access. Like her phone, if she has a smartphone, it will be connected to my ID, so I will know where her phone. Last one, I remember one of my friends in Spain, a student. When I used to teach him, they have three kids. And he knew all the time where her oldest daughter...
Oh, yeah, you track them all the
and
time.
And she didn't know because she had to find my iPhone. And he was like, where are you? You here? And he was like, no, you're lying to me. I know where you are because I have...
Yeah.
Like, she was like, no, I'm at my friend's house. And he was at a car park of the supermarket. Do you know what I mean? Things like that. Mm. So she can have a phone, not now, when he's older, but I will have connected to everything and I will have access to everything.
But I worry as well with iPhones. It's like, yeah, you want to track them. But I also think people will try and rob an iPhone.
Yeah.
So I always think they're easily a target when they've got something so expensive on them.
Yeah, yeah.
So that worries me as well. But producer Matt, who's on the radio with me, he's tracking his daughter Lydia all the time. And whenever whenever she leaves school, he'll look at the clock, he'll go, Lydia will be leaving now. And he'll look, he'll go, yeah. And then 10 minutes later, he'll go, she's home. And he can relax. But until she's done that journey home from school, he's constantly checking
of
to
course.
Make sure she's been okay.
But anyway, like for example, I remember my dad used to pick me up from school even when I was on third year of high school.
Mm.
And I was not mad about it. Like, I wasn't, no, don't pick me up, or, like, I'm embarrassed.
No, I used to love
it. I was like, I get a safe lift to go home, I don't have to walk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I was being more like that. The only day he didn't used to let me be on my own, it was on a Friday, because it was the last day, and I used to stay in the school, finish at 5:30, and the school stay open until 8:30 p.m., so we could play football in the football playgrounds.
Yeah.
So that's where my dad used to leave me there playing football, and at 7, he used to, I pick you up at 7:30. So I was allowed to get out of the school and go into the shop and buy whatever. But at 7:30, he used to pick me up.
My sister always picks the kids up. I mean, they're at like, 27, 25 and 23, 22, sorry.
Mm.
But she still picks them up because she says, I don't sleep anyway till they're home.
Yeah.
She said, so I either just think, right, I'll go and pick them up because they're ready. Or I'm laying in bed wide awake, wondering where the hell they are. Yeah, it's going to be tricky. Who would win in an arm wrestle?
Should we try it?
Oh, no, not with my trap.
You left or right?
That's my right. Look at my...
You're right-handed, no?
You know what we should do? Oh, you won't know it.
You're right-handed.
I'm right-handed, yeah.
So there you go. That's your right arm.
But you'll win in an arm wrestle. You should do. If you
I'm
didn't,
left-handed.
It'd be a bit embarrassing.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, let's do it.
Gorka would win in an arm wrestle.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Are you trying?
Yes, I'm left-handed. I'm not right-handed.
You're just really trying.
You're just twisting my thumb. Do it again, come carry on.
No, because it's hurting there.
Yeah, because you're twisting, don't twist the
it's
hand.
It's hurting me there.
Because you're twisting the hand like that, like a T-Rex.
Take my strong hand.
What is that? Just put it normal, Gemma.
It is normal.
There you go.
Only just.
Didn't say anything.
So that's a lesson in itself.
Actually, the table looks nice like that.
It does look nice like that. And it's more convenient, isn't it?
No.
Oh, there's your answer. I would let Gorka win in an arm wrestle.
Yeah, you did.
For anyone at home. That did hurt my wrist.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Can you still shake it?
Yeah. Thank you. And let us know, by the way, we are going to do some little bonus eps, aren't we, of Lost in Translation. Just a little ticky over bonusy one. So if you guys have got any topics that you'd like us to cover in those episodes... let us know and we can focus on a subject matter.
Yes.
For the shorter episodes.
Yes.
We'll be back next week.
Yes.
And we'll be seeing who can win in an actual wrestling match. Adios.
Thanks again to Shell for supporting the show.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.